this is viewing is via remote. One of the world's largest oil producers, Saudi Arabia, announced Saturday it aims to reach net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2060, joining more than 100 countries in a global effort to try and curb man-made climate change. The announcement was made by Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman in remarks at the start of the kingdom's first ever Saudi Green Initiative Forum. It was timed a little more than a week before the start of the global COP26 climate conference being held in Glasgow, Scotland. The global summit, starting October 31st, will draw heads of state from across the world to try and tackle global warming and its challenges. It's being described as the world's last best chance to prevent global warming from reaching dangerous levels. Saudi Arabia has pushed back against the recommendation that fossil fuels be urgently phased out of the energy sector. The kingdom's oil and gas exports form the backbone of its economy, despite efforts to diversify away from reliance on fossil fuels for revenue. Gunmen have attacked a prison in southwest Nigeria, freeing dozens of inmates, an official told the Associated Press on Saturday. The third jailbreak in Africa's most populous country this year raises more concerns about how safe detention facilities are in the West African nation, where authorities have struggled to stem rising violence. A handful of security facilities, especially police stations, have been attacked in a similar manner in the past year. Friday's attack is the third this year in Nigeria, where jailbreaks are becoming more frequent and police only capture a fraction of those who escape. This is VOA News. North Korea on Saturday accused the Biden administration of raising military tensions with China through its, quote, reckless backing of Taiwan, and said that the growing U.S. military presence in the region constitutes a potential threat to the North. In comments carried by state media, North Korea's vice foreign minister criticized the United States for sending warships through the Taiwan Strait and providing Taiwan with upgraded weapon systems and military training. Taiwan is a self-ruled island that China claims as part of its territory. The minister said that the United States' meddling in issues regarding Taiwan, which the North sees as a Chinese internal affair, threatened to touch off a delicate situation on the Korean Peninsula. His statement came a day after President Joe Biden said that the United States was committed to coming to Taiwan's defense if it comes under attack from China. While that seemed to blur Washington's long-held stance of maintaining strategic ambiguity on whether it would intervene if China were to attack Taiwan, White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki said Biden had no intent to convey a change in policy. Russia is reporting a record high number of coronavirus infections and COVID-19 deaths as the country approaches a week of non-working days aimed at stemming the sharp surge in cases. The National Coronavirus Task Force said Saturday that 1,075 people had died from the virus in the past day and that 37,678 new infections were tallied, the largest single-day number of the pandemic. Only about one-third of Russia's 146 million people have been vaccinated, frustrating officials and placing a strain on the country's healthcare system. Facing widespread resistance to vaccination, President Vladimir Putin has responded to the worsening situation by ordering Russians to stay away from work between October 30th and November 7th. The U.S. is welcoming tens of thousands of Afghans airlifted out of Kabul, but has disclosed little publicly about a small group who remain overseas. Dozens who have triggered potential security issues during security vetting have been sent to an American base in the Balkan nation of Kosovo. Human rights advocates have raised concerns about the Afghans diverted to Kosovo, some for more than 6 weeks now, citing a lack of transparency about their status. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.